BBC News with Debbie Russ. The US government says it's planning a big economic package to fight the coronavirus pandemic. The Treasury Secretary, Steve Mnuchin, said he hoped Congress would pass the laws quickly. The plans include payments to businesses, loan guarantees, and deferring tax payments. The British government has also announced a huge programme to help its economy with the coronavirus effects. The Chief Finance Minister, Rishi Sunak, has made available about $400 billion of government loan guarantees to businesses. Britain's Chief Medical Officer, Sir Patrick Vallance, has said keeping the number of dead below 20,000 would be good. The European Union has agreed to ban most foreigners from entering the territory for 30 days, with exceptions for Britain, Switzerland and three other states. It was announced by the German Chancellor Angela Merkel after a video conference in Brussels. She said supply chains would be maintained. China has announced a range of measures against prominent US journalists, removing the press credentials of correspondents from several US newspapers. The US Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said China should think again. China has taken offense at him and President Trump for calling the pandemic the Chinese virus, something Mr. Trump reiterated today. The brother of an Islamist militant who blew himself up at a pop concert in the northern English city of Manchester has been found guilty of murder. The prosecutor said Hashim Abedi was as guilty as his brother, Salman Abedi, the bomber. They bought the chemicals to make the explosive and the nuts and bolts that peppered victims with shrapnel. Scientists in America say old equipment still leaking gases harmful to the ozone layer are delaying its repair by 6 years. They say the CFC gases found in old fridges and insulation foam more than 20 years old pose a greater threat than expected. BBC News.